5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! The more information that come out, the more questions they bring about. And, oh, boy, I'm telling you, we going to do some things today. Did you hear me? We going to work some stuff out. I'm just saying. But before we go any further, man, y'all know it's that time. We got to get that music in because, you know, we missed yesterday. And, you know, the music yesterday was good, and it's going to be good today. I don't think y'all ready for it, though, because I know some of y'all don't even remember this artist. Because, be honest with you, I had forgot about him until I started looking for some music. And believe it or not, he was real popular back in the day, and it was really, really, he the one who started that tassel on the jacket thing that Michael Jackson made even more popular, and then, you know, a couple of others, you know, Prince and Jesse Johnson and all of them started wearing them. But this cat here, he was one of the first ones to do it. So without further ado, y'all, here it is, your music mix of the day. Ooh, we having technicals here. Hold on, I got it though. I got it.
I don't know what
See, that was the button itself. That was the soundtrack. So just for those who may have wanted to know, that's what that sound like for real. You know, but I can do the bye-bye. But anyway, it's all good. Those were the rules, okay? Those were the rules. All right, now, it's time, man. It's time for us to get this commercial out of the way. Once we come back on from the other side of the commercial, we got our quote of the day from our beautiful co-host, and then we're going to hop right on this plane and go for a ride, man. And this ride going to take you some places you have never thought about. I promise you that. I promise you. So, without further ado, here's your commercial. And if some of y'all like that need your credit done, redone, and help with getting your credit upgraded a little bit, now, I got the person for you, man. She does hard work. In fact, she will be on the show tomorrow for 30 minutes talking about how she can help you with improving your credit score. You know, because I know some of us got a little issues with credit scores, and some of us may be trying to buy houses or trying to get that car, and, hey, we ready. She can help you out, all right? So without further ado, here it is. Y'all listen, check it out.
Everybody's gonna straighten out something sometime. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. I don't care if you're married, single, divorced, engaged, or shacking. You gotta straighten out something every now and then.
Are you tired of being rejected for credit, receiving those annoying letters in the mail 10 days later? We can help you straighten out those problems with your credit. It doesn't matter if it's late payment, bankruptcy, collections, and more. At United Credit Education Services, we guarantee to have you straightened out in as little as 45 days. Give us a call at 580-678-8257. Ask for Dorsetta or go to www.myfes.net/ddavis23. That's www.myfes.net/ddavis23.
That's right, man. If you want to straighten out, want your credit score straightened out just a little bit, all they got to do is give the young lady a call. As I mentioned before, she'll be on the show tomorrow, so she'll be taking questions. And, you know, you make your own decision. But I said sometimes everybody needs a little help. Ain't that what D said? Joe Tech said everybody need a little help. So it's all good in the White House, y'all. Well, not that White House. Anyway, but so that's what it is with that, and now it is time for intellectual to take over, and I know she has a great quote for us today, because she always has great quotes. All right, so without further ado, here she is, my beautiful co-host, Sister Ngoni Al. Hey.
Germany's unforgivable crime before World War II was its attempt to loosen its economy out of the world trade system and to build up an independent exchange system from which the world finance couldn't profit anymore. We butchered the wrong pig. That quote is by Winston Churchill.
Wow. Woo! Germany's unforgivable crime before World War II was its attempt to loosen its economy out of the world trade system and to build up an independent exchange system from which the world finance couldn't profit anymore. We butchered the wrong pig, Winston Churchill said. Now, woo, that's a good one there. That is a real good one. And you know what's so interesting about this quote? It kind of falls right into this plane disappearing. But we're going to get to that part in a little bit. But tell us your take on the quote there, co-host.
Well, I thought it was appropriate for the topic because, you know, I knew we were going to kind of broaden it after we delve into the mystery plane, Flight 370.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And I think Monday, your dialogue was in line with trying to explain that these wars are all about international bankers wanting to maintain their power, dominance, and control with their monetary system, which is backed by nothing, poof, print money out of thin air and control all the people on the planet with it.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah. And believe it or not, it looks like this thing may be a big, big part of it. It may be a big part of it. All right, well, we might as well hop into it since we done jumped in a little bit of it. We might as well hop into it. What you think? I think so. All right. Are y'all ready out there for the topic? Y'all ready? Y'all ready to talk about this plane? Malaysian Flight 2370. Dang, I forgot what it was. All right. Here it is. All right. Now, check this out, y'all. Now, we got this big 777, okay? This big old plane. And for the last 12 days, no one has known, or supposedly no one knows where this plane is. No one knows what has happened to this plane. And they keep feeding us this line about, well, it may have crashed here. It may have crashed there. But let me tell y'all something about this thing here. Now, don't you think, now you remember when you get on a flight and the last thing they say, your seat cushions can be used as a flotation device. Am I right? Of course I am. Now, if the plane would have crashed, something would have been float. Everything wouldn't just sunk like that. Something been floating. Then you got the shipping channels out there. You know, you got the shipping channels out. And you mean tell me no ship saw anything floating or nothing? And we talking about 12 days. This is after 12 days, people. Why hasn't a merchant ship reported seeing any debris? They done searched the China Sea, South China Sea. Now they're searching the Southern Indian Ocean. They done, they supposed to search the strait, this strait. But where are these things at? Well, now see, and that's what they want you to believe, H2O, that this water is so big, we're going to have a hard time finding it. You know why? Because it's not in any body of water. Here's another thing on that. How come Thai military officials decided to wait a whole week before saying they saw an unknown blip on their radar heading the different way from what the plane was supposed to be going? Why did we wait a week to say that? Huh? Why? I'm just asking. Now, here's the other thing. You know, they're talking about the pilot and his flight simulator that he had at his house and how he deleted files and that's suspicious. Well, let me tell y'all something. I have a flight simulator on my computer, and I can fly any plane I want anywhere in the world, just like I'm flying for real, right here on my home computer. And let me tell you another thing. To change the route on the plane, change it by hand, okay? If he was to change the direction of the plane by hand, it would have been a hard turn. It would have been a very hard turn, and the passengers would have noticed it. But if he goes ahead and just puts the plane on autopilot, all right, and turn the dial, direction dial, which is up there on the cockpit wall, the plane turns automatically. It does it automatically. See what I'm saying? So now, I said plane, not praying. So anyway, and so they trying to say, well, he deleted some things off his simulator. Well, let me tell you, I delete files off my simulator because it gets too much, and sometimes you have to delete. See what I'm saying? Now, I'm just giving y'all some background as to some of this stuff they're saying, and I know it just it's not adding up. Now, this plane took off at 12:40 a.m. Stopped communicating at 1:20 a.m. Right? Okay. Tower radar picked it up at military radar picked it up at 1:28 a.m. They said it was not a normal signal. And it headed back toward Kuala Lumpur, where it ticked off from, had taken off from. It turned right. Now, wait a minute. If I'm not mistaken, when they showed all this stuff on television, the news channel, it looked like the damn plane turned left. So where's this turn right to Butterworth along the Strait of Malacca come from? Are y'all catching any of this? Now, here's another thing. I'm just going to put it out there. Here is another thing. Now, if y'all want to add anything to it or question any of my comments, what have you, y'all just give me a call, 347-838-8622, and we can talk about this thing. All right? Now, here's another thing. You know, all these people had cell phones, and the cell phones supposedly were still ringing and buzzing. Now, if that's the case, why didn't anybody make a phone call when this plane started turning around going the other way? Don't y'all find that kind of strange? I mean, for the plane to stop where it's going, turn around, go the other way, and nobody decided to give a call? Nobody? And don't tell me they couldn't use their plane to hide, because they can use the cell phones up to 50,000 miles up, okay? So I don't know. What's really going on here? Well, we're going to come back to some of this, but let me bring something else to you. Now, have you ever thought about this? The plane didn't crash. The plane wasn't hijacked. The plane was stolen, y'all. I'm just going to tell you what it is. The plane was stolen. Now, see, and what everybody and what you feather remember, look at the region where all this is going on, right? Now, who says with all this stealth technology that is available today that actually works, that plane couldn't have been hidden by another plane in stealth mode from radar? Did I get an on that one? Yeah, I mean, because does that make a little bit sense? Why hasn't anybody thought about that? Why not? I mean, really, stealth technology, it works. How about this one then? How about, H2O said that doesn't work, Mr. Talk. Okay, you keep believing it doesn't work. Oh, it works. Now, here's this. What about the cations could have been jammed? Y'all think about that too? I mean, we flying in between China, Russia, what other places over there? What about that? The signal could have been jammed, so of course you're not going to get anything. China. I know, y'all think I'm just rambling, I'm just crazy. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. And what if there was something on that plane that somebody wanted real bad to keep away from everybody else? Because y'all forget now, in February, Malaysian announced that H7N9 Asian flu infection. Y'all forgot about that, right? Now, most of the people that was infected came from China's Guangdong province. Okay, and that's one of the major hot spots. Now, here's another thing. No, H2O, it's not that you can't put planes on stealth mode. What I'm saying is we have planes such as the bombers and stuff like that that do stealth mode. So why not put one under and one on the top? You're not seeing anything for those two. Come on, H2O. You know I've thought about this a little bit now. Don't be trying to get me. But anyway, we're going to fight on this one. But anyway, as I was saying, what if there was something on that plane that would cause a big pandemic, which would cause the collapse of the global economy before the bankers decided it was time for that to happen? What do y'all think about that? Could that be a possibility? Of course it could. Would that be a reason? Would that be a reason for them to hijack the plane? Of course they would. No, some of y'all say I'm talking conspiracy theory. I'm just giving you facts from actually what has gone on, what's going on with the plane. You can make your own decision. Twilight Zone. You know what? Y'all play with the Twilight Zone. Some of that stuff is true in the Twilight Zone. No, but nobody, y'all just think I'm talking out the side of my neck, but it's okay. It's okay. You know, let's see. We had a chemistry lecturer, a calligrapher. We had a Chinese government, somebody who worked for the Chinese government. We had a mechanical engineer. We had an IBM executive. Let's see, we had an aviation engineer. And then we had a worker on there that was more concerned with the poor and the powerless in society. Now, all these people on the plane, and a lot of them, were there in groups. So why would this plane just vanish? Why would it vanish? Come on, y'all. Talk to me. You know, I don't know too many big planes that just disappear. Now, the only other instance we have is what? Amelia Earhart. Ain't nobody trying to find her no more. But they don't have an answer for that one either. Right? So, where is the plane? The plane is sitting on a desolated airport in Vietnam. That's where the plane is. Why haven't they talked about looking in Vietnam? If you notice, everything is in the ocean. Nobody has thought about looking on the ground for anything. Oh, I forgot. Satellites can pick it up if it was on the ground, right? And we have so many satellites up in space that can look down and tell you the color of the inside of your toenail. And you mean to tell me we can't find one plane? Wake up! Do y'all understand what I'm saying here? I guess y'all don't. Y'all think Mr. Talk just rambling on. But I'm telling you, we only have 29 satellites in space. And I can tell you what, out of those 29 satellites, 29 of them probably can look in and tell you what color is your sperm in your tallywhacker, your nutsack. So you can't find this big old plane out there? Wow. Whoa. And wow, I'm not nasty. I'm just telling you the truth. And I may be nasty because I'm a Scorpio. So what? Anyway. All right. Anyway, I'm just putting it out there, y'all. We have to think about these things. You know, the mainstream news, they want you to believe all this other stuff going on. But it's more to it, y'all. It is more to it. And we need to wake up and be aware that it's more going on just what they're telling us. Now, of course, you know, we're going to have those individuals that's going to try and poke holes in what I just said and say, well, this is it. Well, guess what? You still have to what? You have to look outside. Oh, whatever, open mic. All right, I see we got two callers here with their hands up, and I'm going to let y'all listen to them for a moment. You know, I'm good. But let's bring these two individuals in, and let's see what's going on. Where are we going to bring Mr. N2K in, and then 111, welcome to the show. How are y'all doing today? Hello?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Anybody?
Okay.
Who's this I'm talking to?
Let him go first.
Is this Michael?
I'm quiet.
Who's
yeah,
this?
This is Michael. I'll let him go
Michael.
First. This is Michael. Yeah, I'm going to let him go first.
Okay. All right. You can go first. N2K, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
I can let N2K go first.
Okay.
Well, all I can say, Mr. Talk, is you put a lot of what-ifs out there, a whole lot of what-ifs. And basically, you covered the whole gamut. So that's a safe way to be right, is to cover everything from A to Z and just see where the ball lands. And then at the end, you can go, see, I told you.
Now, see, N2K, I'm not putting what – I'm just putting out there what I have discovered just looking into certain things. So if it may seem to what if to you, I'm just picking out the information that has presented itself to me to make me question a lot of stuff as far as what's going on with the plane.
And I understand because we're all operating on the same playing field. So all of us can all do the same exact thing. And then we can factor in certain data that will either support or take away what it is that we feel, i.e. theorize what might have happened. Now, in reality, I've worked on planes for over 10, 67s. A plane of that magnitude, and first and foremost, all right, commercial planes don't have cloaking devices. And one of the latest things to come out is that there's a floor when you're flying. It's about 10,000 feet, and you can go under that 10,000 foot floor, and all of a sudden become undetectable by radar. But a commercial plane of that size, logistically, can't do it without crashing.
Right.
You can't do it.
I was about to say that.
So logically, we can rule that one out. Now, logically,
we cannot. No, hold on. Logically, we cannot rule that out, because who said there's not any military planes that can do that and cover that plane up?
We're talking about a commercial plane. We're not talking about
I know what we're talking about.
Plane. We're not talking about
you
military planes flying by.
You're missing the point.
I understand what you're saying. Logistically, a commercial plane of that size, traveling at that speed, has limited amount of control at that low of an altitude. It doesn't work. You cannot maintain G-forces at that speed with that type of payload and ratio of weight to atmosphere pressure. You can't do it. That's why your fighter planes, like your F-16s, are so much smaller, because they can fly at those low altitudes. They can maneuver and turn on dimes. because they are so small. Aerodynamically, a plane of that size cannot maneuver that way. It is just but the weight and the speed and gravity, it doesn't, it defies the laws of physics. I'm sorry. That's
all
just
right.
Reality.
All right. I understand the reality. Now, you kind of making my case for me here. Because, see, I know the big jet cannot do it, but you said just what I said. What if military planes with cloaking device stealth technology, right?
Right.
Flew underneath the plane. You know how they call shadowing?
Right.
Yeah. And then, you know, because the plane on the bottom has stealth technology, it will block the bigger plane from being seen.
While this
plane is being taken and escorted somewhere else.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that. You cannot take a cloaking device off of one moving object and project it onto another
body. Wait, hold on.
Y'all misunderstanding what I'm saying.
I'm not saying taking a cloaking device off one plane and putting it on another. I'm saying taking a plane that has stealth technology, right, flying it underneath the big jet, because we already know the jet can only come down so low, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you take another jet with stealth technology that they use every day, and you know, their little sorties or whatever, and fly it up under this jet, because they can go lower to a ceiling. They have a lower ceiling than this jet.
They can get an F-16, and F-16 can go full speed at about 500 to 1,000 feet.
May I get a response in?
If they're doing that, okay, just a minute, Michael. Now, see, if they take that, then it is possible.
With cloaking technology, Mr. Talk, with cloaking technology.
Wait a minute, hold on. Okay, you call it cloak. I say stealth technology.
It's the same thing. It's just It's just that the word that I'm using goes beyond stealth. Okay,
it's a simile.
Stealth came from cloaking. Stealth is just a finer aspect of the ability to cloak an object. Picked up by light sensors, by radar. That's what stealth is. It comes from being able to cloak a device. You cannot cloak a device using a different device. You can't do that.
Okay. It can be done. It has been done. But go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah. Let the other caller go.
Okay, let me
go ahead,
get a response. I tell you, y'all always get on me when I talk. I be like 90 seconds. Y'all talk, it take forever. Listen, Mr. Talk, let's talk about the stealth technology. I understand what you're saying, but Mr. Talk, it's not going to happen. The first stealth bomber factually Googled up, it was picked up. It was stealth technology. Someone in an army in Turkey picked up a stealth radar. Why? Because of the design of it. They had to redesign the stealth bomber, so because when he talk about the radar, it even has to bounce off and reflect. The design of the plane, which is N2K, is also saying why it's impossible. When you talk about stealth and cloaking, whatever you want to talk about, you even have to take the design of the plane into consideration because how it bounces off. That's why the aerodynamic. Google up. I'll prove. Anybody can prove me right. Please go prove me right.
Look,
what I'm saying
minute,
is,
Michael,
hold on,
Michael,
I
hold on,
make
hold
sure.
on, Michael, hold
I
on, hold
finish.
On, Michael, hold
me
on.
Off.
Now, like I said before, you and N2K, y'all making my point for me. If you take and fly one plane lower than the other one, right under it, which one is the radar going to pick up? That one that's flying under, right?
You haven't let me finish, Mr. Talk. I was about to get to that. You haven't let me finish. Listen.
Let's imagine.
Me and you have flown 747 over the country, so we know how big they are. B-52 bombers cannot have stealth technology because the way they're shaped. You're saying that if someone, which was a stealth bomber, is smaller than that commercial plane, if it flies under and if it bounces, it's not. It's still, even if it bounces under, that radar is going to bounce off of that stealth bomber, which is smaller than the commercial plane, and it's going to pick up the commercial plane. The measurements is not right. Now, if you're saying that that plane was the same as the stealth bomber in doing it, yeah, I can concede that. But the measurements is not right. Just imagine you have a big commercial plane and a little tiny stealth bomber is under it. That's smaller than it. That's all I'm saying. Now, I want to
say
that now,
Michael,
but now
is,
I want to give my
Please, Michael, understand this. So why did the Thai military say when they received this dang old signal, right, it wasn't a normal signal?
Okay, listen to me. I want to give you the facts that I know about that. You ask me why, I don't know, but this is a perfect situation.
I can tell you why.
Failure.
The transponder was off.
I haven't even finished.
I'm done.
That's
all I wanted to say. The transponder was off.
Y'all always get on me for talking. I don't even get 90 seconds, and y'all say I take 5 minutes. I'll be timing myself. Y'all be lying. Listen to me. I agree
you
with
take
you.
Take 5 minutes
talk.
To complain.
No, I don't. Listen to me. You must listen to me, Mr. Talk. I listen to you, and what you say, I take your education and your flight simulation into consideration. But in technology, me programming systems, I go to the black box, and I agree with you guys. The black box is made with material that we take out into space. It can go 300,000 degrees, the same entry level coming into space. Titanium, Kevlar, all of that spatial, it's that. When something happens, that black box must go off when a crash happens. There is no plane. All black boxes have been found. There has been cases where a black box has been found going off 3 years later. The battery is worth 6 years. The same technology in that black box is the same technology that we have out in Voyager that's out in space that just reached out of our solar system that's still sending messages back to us. I agree with you. My thing is, what's with the black box? Because the black box says if a crash happens, this must go on. Now, you may educate on me. I understand the black box records the cockpit and everything going on, but that signal that it must bring off is when a crash happens. If a crash didn't happen, the black box is not sending off of the signal. So what I'm saying is it didn't crash. Now, if there's coherence with the black box, it had to come from manufacturing to the plane because wherever black box is manufactured, they never lose track of the plane or not. So I'm just saying it has to be some technology mischief because things are not pinging. I'm sorry. I mean, factually, if the plane did crash and the black box is not working, that means the manufacturer of the black box is doing things wrong. We need to check every box that manufacturer manufactured and check the planes of it. If that's not the case, something ain't right. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
the
Michael,
black box is not being.
Michael, would it be?
But
would it be after 12 days? Wait a minute, listen. After 12 days, there's no sign of a black box anywhere, no signal. What is that telling you?
Okay, factually, that's telling me factually there's going to be one or two things because when you send a signal off in programming, if something happens, so if it was programmed where the black box cuts on when it crashes or it's out of its surrounding when the plane crashes or if it's out of its compartment or where it's at, this may happen. That may have not have occurred. What may set off the black box may not have occurred. Now, it may not have crashed. Or, like you say, it may have landed somewhere and someone have done something. Now, that's the only thing I'm saying. But, you know, having said that, far as a plane crashing in the seas, I'm letting you know now, the seas are deep, but for an accident to be reported that quickly and to have that radius, they could find some type of damage. The black box is not pinging, guys. It's not pinging.
Okay, first of all, the transponder was turned off. Okay, and here's what we have to understand about
the black box never turns off.
No,
I didn't. The black box.
You're not. You didn't hear what I just said. I said the transponder, which works in conjunction with the black box. The black box
just
works. That's all it does. And it does have a homing device. However, they've already told us that somebody turned off the transponder. This transponder, what it does is it allows your little ping to show up on a radar screen. Now, we've been told that when planes fly over large bodies of water, they're even not picked up on that level, even with the transponder on. So the problem
still
is
not
the only communication device that the aircraft had was turned off. That's the nucleus of the problem.
But you're still not answering the black box question. Nobody can turn off the black box.
It's not off. Pinging.
It's not. Hold on. If the black box was pinging, they would find the thing, yo. They haven't found the black box, bro. It's not pinging. If it was pinging, I'm in technology, bro. I just worked on a program today. Don't tell me.
The
it's
black
not pinging.
Box has a battery life of 30
days. 6 years. It's not, no, it's 6 years, bro. It's not 30 days. It's 6 years.
All right, calm down.
Somebody on your guest gave misinformation about this government. I will correct it in my last closing statements because they miseducated. Did they stand we dumb? Has a battery life of 6 years. And go back to what we're saying in technology. The black box is not pinging. They cannot find the black box because it hasn't. Whatever makes the black box ping,
The transponder makes it ping.
No, he's not.
It's off.
Listen, a black box is used when the plane is totally destroyed and everything.
But
the transponder, you know, listen to me. Oh, my goodness, he's not.
It's not off. The reason why we can't find the
thing, black box is a separate thing of itself. It's a separate individual. When the black box is, listen, the black box is, he's not understanding.
Wait a minute.
He's not understanding.
All right, hold on, Mike. Hold on. All right. Now, with both of y'all being heavy on this black box, here's my question. Is it possible that the system could have been jammed from somewhere else?
Yeah. Intercepted?
Of course that's possible. Of course. Of course someone could have been.
Okay,
right. That's what I'm saying.
So shouldn't that be another? I mean, why hasn't that, I guess y'all want to call it a theory, been put out there?
Because what they're trying to get the general public used to is now there's not going to be any more plane crashes.
Listen,
don't have to do it. Now we can just make the plane disappear with all the people. So we don't
okay,
have
look,
to.
Look, this plane has to be found.
We don't
okay,
have
listen.
To have rescue teams. We don't have to sit through rubble. We don't have to do anything. Now you can take off in a plane. It'll vanish into thin air. And then they can look at you and go, oh, we don't know where he went. He was on the plane. She was on the plane, but the plane's gone. What are you going to do?
Go ahead, Michael, while I bring these other two individuals in.
Okay, I just want to, I guarantee you guys, it's not going to take me long. Listen, this plane must be found. And when you said plane and plane the other day, even though you didn't say it right, I understood what you said, Mr. Talk. Listen, it must be found. But I'm going to ask you guys, every time a plane crashes, what do they always say? We have to recover the black box. The black box, what is the purpose of a black box? Research that. And I'm letting you know if it was crashed, they would look for the black box, they would look for a signal, that's how we recover for all. It's not doing that. That's all Michael wants to say. Don't run from that. Because we have to look at what happened. Did it crash? If it crashed, something must have happened. Black box. If it didn't crash, black box is not pinging. That's all I wanted to say, Mr. Tall.
about this flight. First of all, the plane was a 777. Its span, wingspan alone, is 200 feet. It needs 8,800 feet in order to land. People are so quick to forget how many other occurrences have happened when things have disappeared. Mm-hmm. The black box ran out of its ping 2 days ago, so it's no longer pinging, so there is no more ping. That's why the United States pulled out 2 days ago, because they realized they were beating a dead horse that they weren't going to be able to find, and now we have over a million people from their country that are out individually in a joint collective trying to search for this plane. But we often forget, we have forgotten even the case here. 20 years ago, Chuck Mueller and his wife, entrepreneurs of a well-known United States seafood chain, went on a trip in Florida. There has never been any recovery of a boat or even people to this very day. And as far as shadowing, you can't shadow anything unless you're larger than what you're shadowing. It'd be ludicrous for me to sit back and say a person that's 5'4" could shadow me and I'm 5'8". You can't shadow me. This is just one of those mysteries that we're just going to have to sit back and see how it play out. Recent reports say that there were some deleted things on the co-pilot simulator. This guy went and bought a simulator. Well, we know he had something to do with it, but what if all the passengers were on it too? What if they decided they was going to check out and they bought into one of these programs where we're going to take you to a utopia? And I hate to be a conspiracist, but it sounds kind of conspiracy to me, because it's hard to sit back and to make a plane like that disappear. Even if it fell in the water, it's hard to make a plane like that disappear. And those are the facts that we have to face. We just going to have to let this thing play out. Let it play out the way it's going to play out. Maybe them folks is in some other dimension somewhere.
Yes.
Maybe something is trying to tell us that it's time for us to wise up.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it ain't the first time stuff has disappeared and ain't never been found. Now all of a sudden we all in awe because it's this plane just done disappeared and the news is showing us all this stuff and we're not hearing the whole deal. You know. But I know America done pulled back and said, well, look, we ain't in this no more. We can't mess with it because it ain't making no sense. It's not making good sense. It's almost impossible for this to happen. So we can't explain it. So why are we wasting our time trying to explain something that we're not even on the ground? We don't know anybody over there to talk to. We don't have any eyewitnesses to do anything to tell us anything. And we're just sitting back trying to beat the head on a dead horse. I hope they find the people. But evidently the people ain't that doggone sad, because 200 and something people could have shown up, beat down two people. So maybe they sitting back and they saying to themselves that, hey, maybe they got a ticket. Maybe they bought a ticket on one of them little, you know, we had a lot of little scams that go on the airplane ride. Maybe they decided they wanted to check out of Malaysia and disappear. It's really not my concern. I got enough going on right here. There's enough people disappearing here that they can't find. Now find some of these in these abandoned houses, then you're showing me something. But for me to waste my time and sit back and worry about this right here, something that somebody can't figure, we can't figure it out, we don't have any type of clue of what's going on, it's just a waste of time. It's a waste of breath. It's a waste of precious energy. we got better things to worry about. We better be worried about Putin and what they doing over there in Russia, opposed to worrying about that plane that disappeared. Because it's not the first one. It's not going to be the last one. That's all I got to say, man.
Yes, well, one thing about it is I know you're not sitting worried about it. We're not worried about it. We're having a show and we're dialoguing about this today, and we dialogue about life events. No one is sitting worried about no plane, but we're just dialoguing and talking about it. But I agree. Something ain't rough with it, but up with it. But see, N2K said it lasted for 30 days. Now they're saying that the box stopped pinging for 2 days. But research says that if you want a box like that, you don't want to last for a small amount of time. Some black boxes' batteries last for 6 years. See, it's a lot of controversy, and I agree with Les. People just backing up away with it and says, listen, government, we try to help you out, but this may be too confusing, but when we talk about this Earhart woman, when she disappeared, there was no sonar, radar wasn't that advanced like it is now. It's just a mystery right now. That's all it is. I mean, it's just a mystery. The only thing with me is why something is not pinging off. And I'm looking at what had happened. If the plane crashes, the black box is supposed to take effect if it crashes. That's what it's for. So that's why I'm asking, if the black box is not ringing, did it crash? Now, if it didn't crash, where did it land at? And if it did crash and the black box is not pinging, they can't find it with the black box. Whoever made the black box should be sued. Lawsuits should be coming, all that type of shit. So, I'm sorry for that curse word. That's all I got to say.
That's okay. I have a question. Hey, greetings. Is this Lioness?
Yes, hi. I didn't know when to interject or if to interject. So I want to say greetings to all of you, each of you individually and collectively. And I was this is my first time on. I was listening. I do want to put a little couple of tidbits out there for food for thought, okay? I'm not sure of everyone's name, so I'll do the best that I can, and no disrespect intended as to if I miss your name, okay? Michael, you are on target. Each of you who have spoken before before me, you are each on target, Michael being the one most on target, fully. Then the gentleman who was last before him, he's on target to the point of saying there's other things going on or maybe going on, okay? And then the one who was first to speak, I do not know what his name was, 2K or something like that, so forgive me for the pronunciation, okay? He's on target to a point. But his main words was that defies the laws of physics. Well, my brothers and everyone who can listen right now, this is a metaphysical situation. It's a supernatural situation of which we are all a part. And it is about the uplifting of our souls and our minds and our awarenesses, not to be angry and not to deal with what we deal with on the physical plane, but also to understand there is no difference. As above, so below. That black box is representative of the black hole. It pings all the time. And that's where Michael, I believe, is your name. You are absolutely correct, absolutely. And there's some stuff going on because all of these people who were in control and are not anymore, check the emblem, the logo on those planes, plural, because Malaysia Airlines has four, or the last four of their emblems, where one was going right, the next one went left. The next one went right, and this one went left, and that plane turned left because it hit a vortex. And there's been a polar shift. The axis of this Earth changed. It's many, many things. It takes much time to go through, but it's all of those things. They went to another dimension. This year is a 14 year. 14 is Osirian drama. I will not explain everything right now, but just do a little homework. And if you would, leave your emails with Sister Ngoni and the Mr. Talk, and I will send you some emails that help you. I don't say it's all gospel, but there's work involved to learn these different things. But I also want to say I appreciate each and every one of you, especially the guys who are talking about the airplanes, because we're the geniuses. Just know that we will think this whole thing, and they're outdone right now. They don't want to tell you everything, but they're going to have to tell you everything because all things must be revealed now. Thank you. That's enough for today, I guess.
I like that. Something I do want to address Mike on, because, Mike, you sat back and said, why is there not a ping? And, you know, your cell phone battery don't last 6 years, so let's not sit back and say, because the same people that make a cell phone battery makes the black box battery. We know that a black box only lasts for so long. That's why they were in such a crucial rush to try to find the ping. Okay, if you've been listening to this thing and watching it as it's been reported and checking out all the different news medias, they've let you know that the ping don't last but for so long, because the battery won't last for so long. It runs on a battery. Okay, so for us to sit back and to say that it keeps on pinging for 6 years, that's a lie. It doesn't ping for 6 years.
Go ahead, sister. No, I cannot hear what they were saying.
It went dead.
Well, you don't have any volume?
I have volume, but it went dead, like, so I didn't hear whatever they were saying.
Yeah, well, only you two are on right now. Nobody else is.
That's been happening to me also, and some people in the chat room are having alternating no audio, so it's probably a Blog Talk thing. So go ahead, sister.
No, I wanted to hear what they were saying. But I wanted them to know, please, brothers and anybody, refrain from saying this is a lie or not, because right now
I'm not going to say that.
You don't know what the truth is, but everybody has a truth, okay?
Ma'am, I did say it was a lie. What I'm saying is, look, it's just like me sitting back and saying, if I drop down to the ground and bust my knee on the ground and blood is coming out, that's really not blood.
I want you to go to YouTube right now.
Okay,
I want you to go to YouTube right now. Can I get that?
See, we got to start addressing issues, and I think that's what the world is coming down to.
No.
Let's call spades spades and quit trying to act a spade is a diamond when we know it ain't a diamond.
Okay,
I
want you to go to YouTube.
And we're trying to allow everything. We're allowing everything and anything to go on in this world, and now the world is coming back to bite us.
True.
Because
we
have allowed and we're trying to let anything and everything come on into the world and take over the universal laws. And I agree with that sister when she says this thing is kind of metaphorical. You got to look at the metaphorical, the spiritual side of what's really going on. We're allowing all this moralism to come into our spiritual world, and it's not going to be right. It's not balancing out.
You notice your response? You notice your response? Your response came and attacked me because she agreed with what I agreed, and you didn't like it as a man. No, listen to me. Listen to me. But let's go back to the facts. I go and challenge everybody. Go to YouTube. I've seen it, and I watch how the black box is made with my sons in my living room, sir. You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, Mike, you're always the only one that has all these facts. But you're going to sit back. You're dictating over what generals and aviation people that designed the box said, and you're going to tell me what you've seen on YouTube. Come on now. Come on.
Well, that's okay, too, but the point...
I can't
the
get
point
my response
being, brothers, the point being is that just because you saw it on YouTube doesn't make it so, but also it doesn't matter what a general says because most of the generals are told what to say, and most of the generals are the ones who are doing some of this crap, making you believe what is not so. You have to go beyond what you think you see. Trust yourself. They don't want you to trust yourself and know that this thing does not add up. The way that
ma'am,
you
can I make one statement without interrupting you?
Okay, I was a strategic planner.
I can't make a statement, Nagoni.
So I'm telling you some factual things that I know because these are the things that I set up and put into strategy. So just in case you don't know me, I'm letting you know. The lifespan is not as long as you think it is. They have sat back. They try to be as truthful with you as they can. They're trying to tell you that we don't know. We're trying to figure this thing out. They don't even know. Now,
they
how
don't
do
know
you,
because
I'm see, I'm damn. I'm going
to
wait. I'm going
to
wait. How is it that I know
you?
So much? I know so much more. But I'm not even over there eyewitnessing anything. But I know everything. I got all
angry.
The facts.
Don't be angry. Put your point across.
I'm not angry, baby.
Angry.
I am never angry. I just get my point across.
No,
don't
you're
ever
angry.
Think it's out of anger. I don't
and
have to speak out of anger.
This is about also. It's about
I just put it out there.
Ourselves of anger.
And
it's just
not out of anger.
Uplifting.
Baby, I have no anger in my heart toward anybody or anything. It's your world. I'm just a squirrel trying to get my nut. Okay? And if you understand what I just said, you'll understand what I said because it is what it is. I'm trying to live for less. I'm trying to make less's life right. It is what
May I make a statement, please? I was speaking about when I had a situation with my sons and y'all guys muted me, and then he cut me off. Please. The only thing I want to say is when they make the black box, they make it with the same material that goes out in space. And I'm saying I may be wrong. I'll do my research again. But if anybody has something that's sophisticated that has the same technology to go to space and have a battery that only lasts for 30 days and you have to search for it, according to what the doggone thing that how it's made said factually, measurements, that battery lasts up for 6 years, sir. We can have batteries that can last millions and millions of years out in space. Batteries don't have to last for no doggone 30 days. All that I'm saying is when they made them, they make it durable. They make it so we can find it. And they have found some things pinging off 3 years later. That's all I want to say. That's it.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
And if it's so like that, if I'm wrong, I think we should change it. If they only make a black box battery only for 30 days, I think it's crazy. We got satellites in the air that last batteries more than that. I think they should change it. If I'm wrong, I can be stand corrected.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael, for your feedback. I want to ask Linus a question. You were talking about the, you know, from a spiritual perspective, and you had mentioned that
you know, we're in a different place. And, I mean, that seems reasonable to me because we're on a planet that's moving through the galaxy, moving through the universe, and I know we've crossed galactic center, and I know that has significance to the evolution of human consciousness and that, you know, this happens, some say, every 25,000 years, cycles, and they call that the great year. Can you speak a little bit about that, please?
A little bit for today, only because of something else. Okay. Yes, there are cycles in nature. There are the laws of nature, the laws of the cosmos, or the universe. Some people get all three of those mixed up. They are separate entities, but congruent and concentric circles or elliptical, whatever shape they take. And again, as above, so below. Whatever is above is below. Whatever is inside of us is outside of us, inside of us. There are cycles. There's cycles like the 7 days. That's why there's triple sevens. Seven is said to be the most perfect number. We have to go through things called transformation. Check what a transponder really means and what transformation and transfiguration and transmigration. This is when all of this comes out, you're going to understand why they're heavy on this immigration stuff. They're not worried about Mexicans. They're worried about other supernatural beings who are here already trying to help us to rewrite, as in RIGHTNWRITENRITE, this whole thing, which we help to cause it to be out of psych, out of sync, and non-synchronicitous. It is synchronicity now. It is the closing of the circles and the opening up of other portals, gateways, avenues for us to uplift our soul, our mind, our consciousness, and to teach each other and to help each other and to treat, T-R-E-A-T, each other better. But first you have to treat yourself right and respect yourself and stand your ground. That's what the Zimmerman thing was about, which was another cycle. So I don't want to get too far, and I don't know it all, guys. I do not, but then again, we each do know it all. It's whether or not we've awakened to which points, and each point that we each have, as each one of you has, you're on it. Stay on the path. Come together with the branches, and you're going to see the whole of it. They, whoever they are, because that's a whole lot to explain that, but I think some of you understand who they are. They want you to stay down. They want you to think that, okay, just eat what they tell you to eat. Your mind, your DNA is turning and changing and acknowledging. So I hope that helps some. If you have want me to break it down some more, ask me a different or another question, okay?
Well, thank you very much, Linus. It does. Now, Mr. Talk wanted me to take the conversation towards what's going on in Ukraine, but before I go there, I just have to say that you know, when you said that the plane could have went to another dimension, it brought to my mind the Manhattan Project, and also there's been many incidents of planes being lost in the Bermuda Triangle.
There's a triangle over there right by where they say the plane went off first or the transponder stopped at, yes, because the situation there was said to be like funnel-shaped. Funnel-shaped equals, in their code words, to spiral. Spiral was the vortex, the portal.
Like the one over Norway when Obama was inaugurated.
Yes, there's there. The Crimean and the Ukraine thing has to do with pyramids that are pinging each other right now. So, Michael, take credit for this, okay? The pinging is going off all over this world, but there's two Earths right now, but I won't go there. Just know that there is, okay? We'll deal with that at another time. The earth itself is evolving. The earth is tired. Mama is tired of being spit upon and all like that, and saying to her children, who are us, to say, come on, stand up. Come on with me. We're going to clean this mess up and go forward. But the pinging, there's a gigantic pyramid in the Crimean. That's what they want to get to is, yes, it's power situation, but there's pyramids over there. Look up Bobby Hemmett tapes on YouTube or go get some. He did this, and that's my buddy. But regardless of if he's my buddy or not, the churning of the milk, the churning of the ocean of the milk, where we are.
Linus, pardon me for interrupting you. I think that's Mr. Talk back on the line. He was having technical problems and had to call back in. Is that you, Mr. Talk, saying hello?
Yeah, it's me. It is me.
Okay.
Can you hear
that's
me?
That's Linus. Two, Linus. Linus, this is Mr. Talk. Coming
Hi,
back
how are you?
I'm fine, and welcome to the show.
Thank
I got a question.
Much.
When you say they and the peace, because I know when you talk about aircraft and when they file their plan, there are certain waypoints or waypoints that they're supposed to hit to let you know they're on the right track. So when you say that the pyramids are pinging, and who is they? You know, just
well,
curious as to who is they.
Well, that's a lot to go through. The so-called people who are, if they are people, some are not, some are, who are or were in charge. This is the changing of the guard. We are leaving a patriarchal situation and going back to a matriarchal. That's why part of the Malaysia thing had to be where it is. This is all metaphysical and metaphorical and supernatural. But it takes a lot to explain, and each of you have information to convey, to add to this and put it in the soup, and we all going to eat and drink this soup because it's wonderful and it's uplifting. It's not detrimental. It's wonderful. They are who, whatever. Just right now we need to think about ourselves and not worry about them, because they want you to keep giving them credit. I could go through lists of naming names and associations and secret societies and all like that. Guess what? Mama and whoever you think is the one source or God or the universe, the laws or the cosmos, are taking care of them. They're finished, and they know it. But all of us don't know it, and we don't know ourselves, or maybe we know ourselves and haven't been able to just get off of this chair or the couch and say, I am, and I'm going to be, and I'm going to be the best that I could be, and treat myself and others the way that your mama wanted you to do in the first place. And it's as simple as that. That's why yesterday or the day before, they were going to a song that was saying A, B, C, because it's real simple, but they want you to be confused. And one of the generals from Malaysia, they haven't given in, or they took back their central bank. That's what happened on the physical plane. So it connects to your things about the central bankers, okay? Yes, it's all of that, but it's beyond that. Beyond. Metta means beyond the physical. And we are more than physical. We have, some of us have souls. Some didn't. Some gave theirs away. Some people who are in place who you might think are not such good people or doing not what you think should be done right now, everybody's in place to put this thing right. Everybody. And I don't want to, you know, usurp anybody's time or anything like that, but that's how simple it is. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for your input. And once again, like I said, welcome to the show. And anytime. Okay. You're welcome. Sister Gold, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Talk.
Okay. Well, we got we had a lot going on there for a hot minute. I do apologize for my sound going out. I don't know what's going on, but hopefully I got it back. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, any response?
Well, I was just going back to the black box, and I'm just looking at people saying that the batteries only last a certain amount of time. There's batteries that's on Mars that last 6-7 years. People make technology. And the only thing that I'm just saying about the whole situation, my whole byline of the show, my whole argument is, what's up with the black box? Why is the black box not working? And if it's not working, I may be wrong about the times. Listen, one thing about me, I can stand corrected because, you know, when you deal in programming, it's good to find and say you're a mistake, but you can improve better. If these batteries only last for 30 days, I think we should upgrade them and investigate that and change some laws. I need to check some aviation to see how these black box working. But my focus is the black box, wireless communication. I'm just saying we can go and map the space, pinpoint stars, map out the whole galaxy. But we can't map out and make a system when a plane crash. We can at least find something that, such as the black box, because the black box is going to be where the plane crash landed, or in a vicinity or radius, a geographical radius where it's at. Come on, it's something about that plane that we should be able to find. And I'm just saying, if it's not found, something ain't right. Until it's found. If it's found, it's crashed, it's crashed. If it's not, it's something ain't right with it. It's definitely a conspiracy because somebody had to have some mischief. If it's not found, I'm sorry. Something is not adding
well,
up.
Well, Michael,
with
that's what
technology.
I have been saying.
I've been saying the black box. Yeah, I know. I hear
well,
you.
That's my
something
point,
right.
Michael. Not just only the black box. What about the 329 people on the plane?
Well, as you know, I've flown in planes bigger than that, Mr. Talk. And when we're on a plane, we really don't know where we're going to land. Until that pilot tells us, that's I know for a fact.
Michael,
unless they, you know,
Michael,
unless I got the window
now,
open.
It's been 12 days. 12 days. All right. 12 days. 329 people. Excuse me?
Check out the 14th day. See what will happen, possibly. You might see them people, the plane come back from where it went to, and the people are getting off the plane. You might just see that.
Well, no. What they were saying about the cell phones, Mr. Talk, is that some family members were calling them after the plane was missing, and the phones were ringing and going to voicemail. The phones were ringing and not going straight to voicemail. Remember, if you turn your phone off, if someone calls your phone, it ain't going to ring a lot. It may come straight to voicemail or it may, you know, ring and it go straight to voicemail. It's a difference when someone has their phone turned off when you call them. Just take a note. Do your experiment. So the family members was worried about that, too. Because at the time that they was calling their family members, the cell phones wasn't ringing out, so people were talking about, well, hold up. If the plane crashed, that means the cell phones are destroyed. It's going to be turned off, and when I'm calling them, it should just went straight to voicemail instead of ringing. So I don't know, man. It's technology, too. We just there's so many questions. I don't
know. Cell phones never go off. Sorry to say, but I came from that world as a programmer and something else also. They never really go off, even if you turn them off. They can't find
right,
you.
Right, but what they – right, but no. What I'm saying – right, exactly. But what I'm saying is that when you call that service and that phone is not available – it's
right,
off.
Right. I understand.
Calling the service, and what they're saying is it may go straight to voicemail and not ring. There's a difference. Turn your cell phone off and tell somebody to call you and ask them, did my answer service just come on, or did it ring a couple of times, versus did it ring five times and then my answer service come on when I had it on. That's all I'm saying. And I have in my life, I have experienced that. I've called somebody and said, oh, I have my phone off. And when I call, it went straight to voicemail. So I'm just saying. Just test it out and see if they're right.
No, I agree with you more than what you know. I'm agreeing with you more than what you know. That
right.
It
so
does go that way.
Right, right.
And also,
right. And
that's why I don't use a cell phone. because of SARs, specific absorption rates, and also some other things. But they work just like that. But this is not your normal run-of-the-mill thing. This is a supernatural thing.
Well, right, and then you got the combination of, you know, people going to put in the combination of other variables. People on that plane, they had illegal passports and all that other type of stuff. They want to put personalities in it. What do you think about that?
Well, then they did say that those two, they cleared those two. One was trying to get to his mother that was in another country that he had not seen and couldn't get to. And because of where he lived, because like I said, you got to look at the circumstance in where they live too. They're doing illegal stuff to escape from where they are to get back to loved ones because people are scattered. But my whole thing is, and I'm not disagreeing with you, Mike, like I said, I think that it is time for them to sit back and maybe upgrade and maybe go solar panel, because what you have to understand is the Mars rover is not just working on a battery. It's working on a solar panel that sits back and stores energy. If you look at the Mars rover and you've seen pictures of it, it's storing energy and it's being recharged on a constant basis because the sun is lighting up the entire universe as we know it. Mm-hmm. And so that's why the Mars rover can last as long. That's why satellites last as long as they do. It's not a battery. It's because they're dealing with solar power.
Another form of energy. Right, right. That's another chemical
right.
energy.
Right. So now,
yes,
when we sit there, but now think about this, and I thought about something you said, but think about
they
this.
Have many...
You got 329 people. Let's say only half of them had cell phones. Now, somebody would be smart enough on that plane if it was a threat to hide their phone. Okay. I mean, because this is the thing about the hood. If you getting robbed in a store, and it's 50 of y'all in the store, you better believe 5 of y'all done put your phones up and then tried to hide them so that when you could get to 911 or wherever you wanted to call, you going to call them. We got 329 people.
239.
You know, even if they collected all of the phones before time, which that could
what
be.
What do you think happened?
Be what happened? You know,
the,
we never know.
Crash.
But this is just a mystery. And let's just face it for what it is. It's a mystery right now. Nobody knows. Nobody has an exact answer to it. And it's baffling the minds of everyone everywhere.
But all the evidence is out.
Not
what do you think personally? What do you think personally? Because, Mr. Charles, I gave my...
Personally, from what I've gathered, from the information I have gathered so far, it looks like the co-pilot had a lot to do with this. But at the same time, how do you get 329 people to go into cahoots with you to make this plane disappear? Like I said,
you
it takes almost 9,000 feet. Wait, it takes 9,000 feet for this plane to land on any ground. Okay? It takes 9,000 feet. That's a fact. Okay? It's a 777, the biggest plane made. It's the biggest thing that's out there in the air right now.
But I don't have to be in cahoots. When I get on the plane, that pilot, I have to put a lot of trust in that pilot because he can take me anywhere in the world when I'm in that air.
Watch this, Mike. You're not dealing with people with liberal mindsets like we have here.
I know, but you said, but everybody in the plane did not have to be in cahoots.
What I think they should do, Mike.
Hey, only one of y'all can talk at a time.
I'm just saying everybody on the plane did not have to be in cahoots for something to happen. If you said the co-pilot did something.
Let me ask this, Mike. But don't, I mean, look at, now I'm thinking about this from this aspect. I'm looking at it like this. Okay, and here's how I'm looking at this. These people all come from the same impoverished country. Okay, because let's not make it look like Malaysia is the richest country in the world. They don't have a whole bunch of rights. And them people will do what they can to get wherever they can go to find a better place. Now, that's just real talk on it. Okay, now, what if, and like I said, it's not factual because I can't say it's a fact, but what if Because what if this guy was able to sit back and tell these folks, look, let me tell you, here's what we're going to do. We're going to all come together. We're going to land this plane. I'm going to land this plane in a safe place. I've mapped it out. And then I need all y'all to help me. And what if all of them sat back and say, if it means freedom, we'll do it. What if that happened?
Now that is a very interesting scenario. But you know what? You have to take a look at some of the people that were on the plane, because you had engineers, you know, you really did. You had artists that could build things, but, I mean, that's a stretch, but it's possible. It really is. But go ahead, Michael. I know you wanted to say something. Go ahead.
I forget her name. I'm sorry, your name, ma'am. You came and you said it's metaphysical. You gave your I mean, it's just theory, but, you know, and that's what the show is about. You say you think it's metaphysical. Mr. Talk says, I think he said it may have landed somewhere else, right? I said the black box going to, it may have landed somewhere else. Les, we're asking you, what do you think? And you keep going around the bush. We know you're not speaking fact. Tell us what you think. What do you think the conclusion? Do you think it crashed? Or do you think it's metaphysic? It may have gone to another dimension?
Mike,
we're just asking you a question.
Mike,
no,
are you
asking
me
you?
To give you a factual?
No,
no,
we're not asking you.
Right
no,
now,
we
there can be
fact.
No
we
facts.
Said, what did you think?
Because we
no,
don't
we
know
said,
where the plane is at. So there
no,
are no facts. All we're doing is speculating what we want to pretend in our minds that has happened. So we're speculating. It's just like a man trying to dig for gold. He don't know if the gold is there in the ground where he's digging, but he believes it is. So we're just putting out ideas. We're kicking ideas and theories. We're kicking things that we believe. And
no.
I love what the sister
Leave.
Said. I love what you said. Understand and love what I said. Because we don't know what's going to be the right answer. Nobody's going to know until it happens, till we find out. Nobody knows the truth. I'm not a scientist. I'm not an aviationist. I'm not into that. So why would I sit back and try to perpetrate and put off on people like I got all the facts? I don't have them. I'm just a person voicing my opinion. And that's what you are. You're just a person voicing your opinion. She's voicing her opinion. Why can't we expect to respect each other for having opinions and
well,
show
listen,
some love and respect to each other?
Listen, Mr. Talk saying he says thing. They call me all facts, and that's jokingly. And I've come and see, I can be around many different people. And I say, okay, I'm going to tell you what I think, and I'm not giving facts, right? We all understand it. But you trying to give us factual information. We're asking you what
Mike,
do you think,
I didn't
Mike?
Say that.
And
you don't put words in my mouth. Mike, here you are putting words in my mouth.
No,
I didn't
when
say
you
anything
say
about
you don't
this
know.
Was a fact.
No,
your that's
conclusions
what you always
was,
say.
No, hold on.
You,
listen to what I'm saying. No, I'm not contradicting myself. Hold on. I just want to say something. When you say no one knows, you're giving us fact. We're just saying what do you think. I'm giving Mr. Talk, and I'm saying Mr. Talk, I think the black box should be pinging off now, something suspicious. It may have landed somewhere. The black box is not pinging. She comes and says it's metaphysics. He comes and says it may have landed somewhere. You says, we're asking you what you think. You come and says you don't want to tell us what you think. You just want to speak fact and say no one knows. We know no one knows. But we're asking you according to the evidence. So play along with the game and stop criticizing us. That's all I wanted to say. That's what this show is about. Now, if you come on an all-facts show, you can say that.
You don't know where
but
it
I'm
is.
I'm just playing with the wrong run.
See, you don't know where it is. You speculating, but you don't want to be a speculator. You don't want to admit
no.
Yes, that's what it is, Mike. You don't want to face the truth that you're a speculator, and you're just speculating, and you're sitting back and trying to feed us this garbage and tell us that you got the facts. See, but you're doing it.
Okay, now, gentlemen, you're both making it personal, and Mr. Talk
right.
said, no, you're not attacking each other, but the conversation has turned personal. Let's get on the topic.
Right.
Go ahead, I'm Les.
I was trying to stay on topic.
I mean, when we start talking about this thing, let's just stick with we don't know. That's the best way to put it. We don't know.
We don't know what happened.
That's how you feel, though. That's how you feel and how you think.
No,
so
no,
that's how you feel and how you think.
But we're
think.
Giving
what
our
is,
opinion.
Really
this
know
is
what
opinionated
happened.
Show. This is opinionated show. And even though I back my
and,
people,
and,
the reason why they call me, I back my opinions
opinion,
up with that.
But I'm saying, do we know?
We don't know anything.
You don't know whether we know or we don't know. What you know is what you know, and you don't know what we know, and we don't know what somebody else knows. But that doesn't make whatever someone is saying non-factual because you don't know. And I'm not being disrespectful to you. I'm being very respectful to you. What I'm getting right now is this diversion away from the topic. You do that well. Please don't do that right now. Let's stay on topic and put the cards on the table. Go do some homework. Do you have a metaphysical Bible, a metaphysical book of any sort? Question.
Ma'am, yes, I do.
Question.
Okay.
Have you
fact,
read
I have
them?
A doctor's
have you read them and
metaphysical
say something
and
that I said was not
reality? But you don't know me.
No.
So the best thing to do is if
you
don't
know
me, please don't ask me, do I have
said.
This? Don't,
no, see, you
want to
fight. That's all you
want to
argue
thing.
And fight. I don't do that,
on the subject. We were talking about the plane, and I was talking about nobody knows what happened to that plane, and nobody knows. You don't know, I don't know, Mike don't know, Mr. Talk don't know, and don't nobody else listening to this show know what happened. That's why we're so intrigued with what has happened with this plane.
I'm
but
not
don't nobody
I'm
know.
Not
that's
speculating.
True.
Say what you want to say
that's
about yourself and yourself.
Okay,
only.
Anyway, Mike, Mr. Talk, great show, man. I'm listening. I'm a mute. I'm just listening to the show. Because you never, nobody going to pin me down to what I think.
Which are my last comments?
What's your last comment,
go ahead, Michael?
No, I'll wait for him. No. Go to another subject. Because I'm not going to address him. I mean, this is crazy, man.
Look,
I don't know, man.
No.
It's crazy.
Listen, it's like this. Y'all are, you know, Les kind of had a point, you know. We don't know. We don't know, right?
Oh,
we can only... Wait a minute.
You hit me
wait
that
a
much,
minute.
Mr. Talk. You saying he has a point on yourself right now, Mr. Talk? We understand.
Were
he's getting us. You're asking us. You had a show and you say.
Now, see, I don't know what the hell's going on, but he want to try me today. I don't know what's wrong with him.
And Mr. Talk?
Okay. Now.
Mr.
Yes,
Talk.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll get blamed
yes, ma'am.
For it.
No, I did it. You ain't got to get blamed for it. I did it. He comes see me anytime. He comes see me anytime. I ain't got no problem with it. Now, look, you know, I went and did my research, and the stuff I put out there is what I came up with. Now, Les, Michael, N2K, and the Lioness have come up with other possibilities as to what happened to this plane. You know, Michael had a point. What about the black box? Les had another point. You know, why are we talking about it? You know, the Lioness has a point, which I think a lot of people are thinking. They just don't want to say. You know, the people are in another dimension, and when they're released, they'll be back. That's a legitimate claim also, especially with all this talk about UFOs and things of that nature. But, you know, if we really want to talk about this plane, we yet to talk about this area of the world that this plane disappeared in. We have yet to talk about the unrest that's going on in Russia, Crimea, and the Ukraine. We have yet to talk about the different countries that could take this plane over via remote, you know, for some, a couple of them could take it over to use a weapon of mass destruction later, you know. But what I'm saying all this is something that you have to stop and look at. You have to look at all the options, because just one plane just vanishing, that smells funny, especially for it to be, continue to be lost for 12, supposedly lost for 12 days. You know? So, you know, you have to really, really go back to where the plane, where is the plane? Then you have to look at this one statement that was made, and I think I read it earlier about the, what is it, the H7N9 avian flu infection. Now, if they were to let, if some of them people on that plane had this virus or infection, as they call it, which is very contagious, and all these people spread out from wherever they're going to, right? The belief was, if it becomes a pandemic, then the collapse of the global economy could take place. Now, that's what the experts are saying over there. Now, here's a question. The other day, we talked about the bankers, how everything is a banker's war and what have you. Now, if you put all this together, why, it makes more sense that that plane was diverted for a reason, because the bankers aren't ready to cause this great collapse of the global economy because they don't have complete control yet. I know y'all think I'm talking crazy, but I'm not. You know, but it is very interesting. And you're right, Divine, taken down by China. China, where was this plane at? Around China. It was around Russia, you know, Vietnam. And don't forget the CIA. The CIA is in this somewhere. Y'all say what you want to. Them spooks are there somewhere.
Mr.
But
y'all,
nobody. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you said they're in there somewhere. It's been documented that the United States has spent $5 billion to stir up what's going on in Ukraine. They've been over there for years. They've been doing it through NGOs. And I put in the chat room that the Eurasian chessboard, Brzezinski, mapped out the battle for Ukraine in 1997. They don't hide these things. They put them in books. The Grand Chessboard. They spent $5 billion over there. Don't forget about the Sarno brothers that they pinned the Boston bombing on. The mother of those boys revealed on the air that they were CIA assets and had been going back and forth over there for 5 years. And also it brought out that Russian intelligence had inquired to the White House what was going on with those boys and those people over there stirring up trouble over there in the Ukraine. That came out after the Boston bombing stuff went on. And they put on that big show going house to house.
Mm-hmm. Now, so do you, and that's interesting because those boys are on trial right now, aren't they?
No, one of them's dead, and the other one, they cut his throat. I don't know if he can talk now or not, but, he's, you know, in their,
security
okay.
Ward.
Now, remember down okay. here in Florida when the FBI went to see a young man who knew those Sarnoff brothers, and they shot him 6 times, once in the top of the head, in the back of the head, and the poor young man was on crutches because he had just had knee surgery. 6 or 7 FBI agents. They murdered him in cold blood. So what's that all about?
Wow.
Because he knew the Sarnoff, who documented was going back and forth over there in the region where all this stuff is going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that's all I wanted to interject that, see if you saw a connection there. And why has the United States claimed this to be threat to the United States national security.
Well, if you notice, they threw the word around a lot. At the beginning, terrorists. Dang, I don't know why I can't say that word. You know, them people that blow up stuff. You know, this may have been a part of that. But now, if you notice, they have backed away from that. And
well,
Yes.
I'm sorry. Ahead.
No, go for it. Go for it.
The reason they backed off of it is because it's become common knowledge that they installed the government over there in the Ukraine.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when the people decided to have their referendum and go back into Russia, because I was listening to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts today, and he said that Ukraine has been a part of Russia for 200 years, and they haven't been a sovereign nation, you know, back to the 4th century. Somebody has always been grabbing them. And I also read, I believe it was Khrushchev, this after the collapse of the Soviet Union in 89, was drunk and gave back that part of what used to be Russia and gave that section to Ukraine. That's why there's 60% of Russian nationals in Ukraine.
Well,
so it's been back and forth, you know, whoever comes in power always, you know, when the Soviet Union, you know, was just like they consolidated a lot of areas and territories around them to comprise the Soviet Union. Everybody knows that. So Ukraine has always been a part of Russia for 200 years, at least Dr. Paul Craig Robinson stated. That's it.
Wow.
And then we have to also look at, on the flip side of that, the Ukrainian border, which there is a Ukrainian Poland, which is right there at the Ukrainian-Russian side. And that may be the key position that they are worried about more than they are worried about the occupied and majority Russian people that want to belong to that, because they may be looking at Russia as going over now and expanding and trying to take even more land over.
But it was theirs. I said Khrushchev was drunk and he gave it.
Right, but the Ukraine, Russia,
that.
Poland did not belong to Russia. Okay,
well,
Ukraine, Russia is just like Detroit is on the border of Southfield and every other field that you can name.
Right.
But we are considered to be Detroiters, and we're
okay,
all metro Detroiters. Well, what if Detroit decided that they wanted to go and inflict their will upon that little place that's called East Detroit? Okay.
Well, how does Poland fit in?
Beg your pardon? It's just a line. It's a timeline. It's just like the four corners of the United States. If you ever stepped on the four corners,
hold on for a minute,
in Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and Nevada,
hold
you
on for a minute,
Les. At one
hold
time.
On, Les. Les, hold on. Hold on for a
Go
minute,
ahead.
Okay? Hold on.
Go ahead.
All right, y'all, 5 minutes left in the show. All right, so if you want to continue to hear live after this 5 minutes, dial in 347-838-8622. Give us a call, because in about 4 minutes and 46 seconds, the only way you're going to be able to hear it live is if you're on the phone line. All right, so make that switchboard light up. Thank you much. All right, go ahead, Mr. Les.
There you go. And you know what? I like what Sister Begonia is saying, because that is very true. The people in the actual Russian side of Ukraine never did recognize themselves. Matter of fact, if you look at it, one of the key things when they passed the bill of giving them that sovereignty, and I think just today they released something where Russia has agreed that they're going to allow certain ones to stay sovereign. But because it was a majority of Russian people.
Yeah, but see.
Then
well, see,
they
here's
decided
the thing,
that, you know, they would go ahead and do that. But who is to say that Russia now is not trying to expand their horizon and to go over into what we call one of our ally or sister countries, which is Poland, and that's where I think we're putting our focus on right now, even more than looking at the picture of what Russia did right there. Matter of fact, just earlier today on the military news network, they sat back and released where some of the people there were starting to fight now because the Russians had shot and killed a Ukrainian man.
Mm-hmm.
For no reason. So it's one big mess. They've got their problems. They've got some major problems over there. And I'm talking about major.
You know, and Putin said it best when he signed that document after the vote. You know, it has always been ours. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, to him, he's just feeling as though he's taking back what has been theirs forever anyway. You know, and maybe you may be right. There may be a move toward, you know, some of the allies over there. But here's the problem with that. Well, there is no problem with that, you know, being that we have Biden and Lithuania or whatever promises to help support them in case of war. I don't know why we're going to do this, and they're trying to cut funds for our military as we speak, you know. So, with all that, you know, it comes back around to money, you know, who can get the upper hand, and this plane. I still say this plane is a part of all that scenario right there. It is.
And, you know, Mr. Talk, here's what I think. I think even above and beyond that, I think it's about personalized ego power tripping for the simple fact. Just think now, a week prior or 2 weeks prior, here was Russia hosting the Olympics, invited the whole world. Now, why they were inviting the world, see, here's how I'm going to divert your attention. I didn't invite you to participate in a game that unites the world. And at the same time, I'm moving my military in to make action. Because if you notice, as soon as all of the spectators and everybody left, the next day, what did you hear? The Russians are at the Ukraine border.
Yep.
Well, that was all diversionary. Right. It was a diversionary tactic in the first place. And Putin took advantage of it because, to me, he just went in power-tripping, egotistical people, like a lot of these other rich ones and power brokers in the world, that whenever they can find an open door and an opportunity, they'll sit back and step in. They don't care about me and you. Me and you can step out the equation. It wouldn't even matter to them. Because all me and you are just labor anyway. You know, when the truth be told, we're just laborers. You know,
it's
like I'm going up to the White House and giving my opinion, and they sitting back and saying, okay, Les, we're going to listen to you today. You know, it ain't like I can call over to Putin and say, Putin, hold on, brother, you wrong. You know, we even found that out with the Dennis Rodman hookup. That's what Dennis Rodman did. As soon as he come back over there, he come back first, he was drunk, as he said, check into a rehab.
Mm-hmm.
You know, checked into
That's
a rehab,
true.
And then everybody that went over there with him said this was the biggest mistake we made in our life because we only did it for $5,000 a piece.
$5,000 a piece.
We got to look at the aftermath on a lot of this stuff. This stuff is just, it's ironic, but it was said that it would happen like this. We are in a total chaos. And if we don't wake up smell the roses and see that we have to get ourselves together, I hate to say it, but we just in a bad do. Like my.
Okay, what happened? I ain't hear nothing else. N2K, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
N2K? Okay, you wanted to ask something?
Yeah, it's been quite a lively discussion, and I'm just. Should I say amazed at the plethora of information that has been disseminated on this program? absolutely amazed, almost befuddled. Just a couple of points. When you start talking about a biomedical type of agenda, we all know, and these are just facts, hate to quote that person, but they are, the United States makes up 2% of the world's population and consumes 50% of the drugs produced worldwide. So if you live in the United States, you're in a dope-fiend country. They don't have to make a plane disappear to experiment with drugs on people in the United States. They go willingly. They watch commercials. They go buy them over the counter. They buy them illegally. They do whatever it takes to get them. Doesn't matter what form they come in. Guess what? In the United States, if we don't do nothing else in the United States, we do drugs. Now, next point. When you start talking about the geopolitical landscape, let's go back to World War II. Russia let Germany take Poland without even batting an eyelash. Now, geographically, Poland is not a strategic point for Russia, which is why they constantly make deals to usurp that particular portion of the country and always give it up to the highest bidder. So in my impression, Poland is not even significant. The geopolitical war, not saying that they're not significant as people, as a country. I'm talking about geopolitics. Now, you had a caller who talked about going into a vortex and going into another dimension and this being metaphysical in some supernatural event. I can entertain that without provocation, no doubt. And I find it quite interesting, especially when you delve into subjects like that. However, the only problem with that is that we have been given constant examples of what we can do physically and can't do physically. There's something that's called the Wheeler boundary, which a lot of people aren't aware of, but then again, a lot of people are. And it's the ability to transfer anything that has an electromagnetic pulse into an unlimited time zone. The problem that they've had is keeping that particular thing that they're doing intact. That's why they give us movies like Star Trek back in the 60s. Beam us up, Scotty. Teleportation. Then we get movies about stargates. Then they tell us about wormholes, okay? And wormhole is actually mentioned in your Bible. This is the transference of time. And I agree with the dimensional process, but what a lot of people don't understand is that time is your fourth dimension. It's the dimension that mankind is constantly trying to break but can't stay intact to recover his or herself, to be able to identify, oh, I've broken through the time barrier. That's why you have sci-fi. That's why you have UFO technology. That's why you have military. That's why you have technology. And back to the pyramids that are pinging, they're not black boxes. We all know that these things were built on a stellar interplanetary design. That's why they can't be duplicated. And I just wanted to add that little caveat. I'm done.
Okay. Well, thank you much. Thank you much. Very interesting
information. Let's talk a little
bit
about Poland and the significance of Poland and why it is significant. Okay, when you start looking at the actual facts of Poland, Poland's land area, first of all, is only 117,571 square miles. It's 304,000 cubic square miles. But then when you start looking at it from a perspective of what it means economically, according to the GDP and the PPP, it produces $765.6 billion dollars per capita. That's $20,100. Real growth of inflation is only at 3.8%. The unemployment is 12.4%. The agriculture, potatoes, fruits, vegetables, wheat, eggs, pork, the workforce is like 17.85 million. When you look at their raw material, they got coal, sulfur, copper, natural gas, silver, lead, salt, amber. And their export capability right now is at $197.1 billion in machinery and transport equipment. That's 38%. Their immediate manufacturing, that's 23.7%. So when you start looking at what it means and why have we allied, why did we ally with Poland? Plus, they have a base there that we can sit back and we can go into, and it puts us right in a central location. It makes all good dollars and cents as far as people that are in power, because we have to remember the world is not run by the poor. The world is run by only about 8 different families of men. And I'm not even putting women in there because there ain't no woman in the group. So when you start looking at it and you start playing the political game of it, this is a strategic piece in the puzzle that must sit back and be held down, just like anything else on the chessboard. The game is not to give up as much ground as you can. The game is about controlling the 4 center pieces of the board. And whoever controls the 4 center pieces will win the game eventually. I'll leave it at that for a minute.
Well, I got a question coming out of the chat room that says strategic how.
Okay, strategic how. Okay, look at where we're at. Okay, Poland sits right there between Russia, am I correct? And it sits there right between... And let me just look at this map real quick while I'm looking. It sits right on the other side. There's another strategic area. So it's like a central location. Okay, you've got Germany. You got the Baltic Sea. You got Lithuania, Russia, the Ukraine. So strategically, Poland is a centerpiece for America. If anything is to jump off, that's a place where you can go and refuel. That's a place where you can bring your ships to sit back, and you know it has the capability of supplying those ships or those planes. And so when I say strategically, that's what I'm talking about. It's the same way with the Middle East. This thing that we did in the Gulf War, it was a strategic battle. They're battling over some strategic land, not just for the oil. It wasn't just oil, but they're battling for a strategic part of the puzzle because they know this new war is coming. They know it's going to be a third world war. They just don't know when. I hope I answered the question.
Can I comment on that, please?
Come on.
Yes, you can.
All right. First, if you look at Poland from a strategic standpoint, militarily, okay? Poland borders, there's a sliver of Poland that borders the Ukraine. The rest of it borders Slovakia, Slovenia, Croatia, and Romania. Its largest border is Romania. Now, you're going to sit here and tell me
and Germany,
that,
don't forget Germany,
hold on,
Russia, and
Germany's actually a good distance from Poland. You have to go through Serbia, you have to go through Romania to actually get to Germany. And then on the left-hand side, going west, you got what was formerly known as Yugoslavia. You got Belgrade, you got Sarajevo. So Germany is not it doesn't factor in militarily from a strategic standpoint. I'm just giving you the borders of this particular country. Okay, so it doesn't, and all the numbers that you gave, they sound wonderful, but in terms of Poland's actual economy, what does Poland actually export that they are getting paid sums of money hand over fist for? And don't confuse the Middle East with this whole discussion from a geopolitical landscape, because the Middle East is the cradle of human civilization as we know it in modern day times. And when I say modern day, I'm talking about Sumeria, I'm talking about Babylon, I'm talking about Persia, I'm talking about leading up to all of these conflicts that we see that are going on, that you're absolutely right about, okay? When there was Desert Storm, and you mentioned this, where was the first place the military went under the first Bush? Desert, I think it was either Desert Swarm or Desert Storm. The first place they went was to the museum in Iraq. Why? Because that's where all of the artifacts of ancient religions were being stored, primarily Christianity. A lot of people didn't know this. They raided the museum. They robbed the museum. That was the first place they went before they started searching for weapons of mass destruction, before they went after, Saddam Hussein, all of that good stuff. The first place they went to was a museum. Now, why would a military go to a museum first when there's an insurrection in that particular part of the land and you got a government that's on the brink of being toppled? You mean to tell me somebody's going to come to the United States and want to topple the government and the first place they want to go is a museum? Really? Really? No. That's rhetorical. That's rhetorical. I know why they went there. But I'm asking people who are listening, do you know why they went there first? Before they dropped bullets on women and children and the military. They did that first. And that's a fact.
Okay. Very
more
interesting observations.
They had to go through a lot more to get to that museum than to sit back and just walk into the city, N2K. Okay, let's not make it look like it was just a cakewalk and they just walked in and landed right at the museum doorstep and went into the museum. Okay, because they didn't do it. We know that. We know that's a fact too. But so let's not act like they just walked up to the museum and went straight to the museum. They killed up some folks, and folks was running, because the first one didn't even last 9 days. As a matter of fact, by what they said is the Iraqians were leaving and surrendering.
That's right, because the United States went in. They went in and got what they wanted.
They
that
went in and they capitalized
that
on the museum
point.
Facts. Just same
do
way
you,
what Germany did. When, the same thing
no,
that Germany did
thing.
When Germany went in and attacked Poland back on September 1st of 1939, they went over to the museum.
Not the same thing.
It's the same thing, brother. Either you went to the museum or you didn't. I keep telling you, it's not that complicated. They went to the museum and they took out the rare, valuable jewels that they knew were going to be jewels. And they held them hostage. It's the same thing. We just make them more complicated. Like I say, life is a simple thing. People make it complicated. 90% of our problems is because we make it more complicated than what it is, overthinking it. And it can really be real simple. Because nobody asked us to be the Einsteins of it. They just told us to live. Just live and let live. Live and learn to love. And that's what them people over there got to learn to do, opposed to fighting. Them people have been fighting so long, I don't even know if they know what they fighting for no more. I don't think they know what they're fighting for. I think they just wake up in the morning and say, hold on, let's go to fighting. So they argue about anything and everything. Half of it don't make no sense. That's why they die so much to come here. Because they don't have to fight no more.
Yeah. All
they don't
right.
have
well,
to fight.
I was...
They can be who they want to be. They can breathe again. And that's what we don't understand about America. As Americans, that's what
we don't understand.
We're in a place
that's
where we can breathe.
That's what I don't
breathe.
Understand.
You don't have relationship of your communication.
Based on what you said, Les, the only thing you're worried about is you and yours. So the question begs to be asked, if the only thing you're worried about is you and yours, what the hell are you doing on the phone talking about a missing damn plane?
To worry about is me and mine and what I let into my world. And if I'm going to be my brother's keeper, then I got to have something to be able to keep him with.
Is that what you're doing? You're keeping your brother?
No, when I say be my brother's keeper, and
that's
I'm not talking about imprisoning my brother.
You're being your brother's keeper?
Being my brother's back, watching my brother's back, being the keeper of my brother's back. That's what I have to do.
Okay. Well, let's not talk about...
All right. Being that I am the keeper of this show, I think we need to end it right about there because y'all getting crazy. y'all drifting a little bit on me. Being the keeper of this show and the accounting of this show, we going to keep on moving on. Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all know what, though? I save it for after the comment here. So, excuse me. We're going to go ahead and let y'all get your last words in, and we're going to start off with all facts. All facts, are you still there? Michael?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just going to take, just give me a couple of minutes. It's not long. Well, first
all right,
of all.
This is your last word, sir.
Okay, well, real quick, I got a lot to say. I'm going to try to be real quick. Listen, when people talk about, I'm in technology, people speak about pinging, they don't know what they're talking about. When you ping something, you just say, I have connectivity to it. You use the internet control message protocol that shows how long it takes for the message that you're receiving. So you have connectivity to it. Once you have connectivity to it, you can connect and you can ask that any of that box or any computer that you're using, you can ask them, you can send them messages, you can give them commands and tell where's your location at, give them this and all of that. All of that's in there, in a pinging. If we have a box that only pings for 48 hours, something is wrong. We all need to be worried about that. I need to research that, and maybe we need to change some laws if we're talking about pinging, because no matter if a plane crashes, one or two things, and I must say, when we speak about facts, you can believe in something. I can believe that it's going to rain tomorrow because I know what rain is like. When someone asks me, what do I believe in this situation? Well, I can believe that this plane could have crashed because I know a plane, I've seen a plane before, and I've seen a plane crash before, so it's possible. So I can believe that factually. I can believe that someone may have hijacked a plane because as 9/11, you may not believe it. We see people hijack planes before, and it may have crashed. It could have been that. I also could believe and possibly think and ponder that someone may have landed the plane somewhere else, or it could have been a conspiracy behind that, because these are things that we can factually measure, and we can just say we believe. So that's what this show is all about. But just to say, when you just speak facts like, well, we all don't know, factually, of course, I don't know, but we're just asking our opinions. My thing is the black box should be still pinging. Something is not with that. I have a problem with that. But I just wanted to say this one last thing. It was some misinformation on your show, and you talked about the CIA today. The CIA is a part of the executive branch of government, not the judicial branch of government. Mr. Talk, you are, and I'm going to use you as an example, you say no personal attacks. You, as a host, you make the law, so that's a legislator. The rule is no one has personal attacks on your show. You're a lawmaker, legislative branch of government. You made the law. When you, as a judge, sit back as a host, and if someone says something, you judge their words. I may say something, and I say, Mr. Talk, you were wrong, but you as a judge, that's your opinion. That's the judicial branch. You interpret what people say, and you can mute them. You also are the executive branch. When you stun some
Can you guys hear me? This is Ngoni.
Now I can.
Okay, well, I don't know what happened to Mr. Talk. He shot. You go ahead and give your closing remarks, okay?
Who was that?
We're giving closing remarks, last words, before the end of the show. If you'd like to say anything.
Two or three things quickly. One to Mr. Two. Again, I didn't catch the right thing, so I need to forgive me for that, okay? When I spoke about the pinging of the pyramids, that was different from the black box being like a black hole. I did not say that the pyramids were the black boxes. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I think we got a whole lot of testosterone going on this, and I'm not really qualified to speak about it since this is my first day here, but I think I bring something to you, and I want to take something from you, receive it in a very respectful and warm and loving and caring way. The plane, the mundane, the physical plane has certain things going on that have been going on for years and centuries and eons, okay? We as individuals need to, would want to, I hope, I suggest, I recommend that we go inside and we look inside and sift through what we think we've been told, what we have researched ourselves, and what we need to go back into our psyche and that third eye, that pineal gland, which is calcified some because of the GMOs and a lot of other things, but is awakening now to see, okay, just because I was told this, that, and the other, just because you had history, so-called history books, which now we go into her story and our story books and information and facts and figures. The hype about how these wars started is about the central banks, and it is about so-called religion, but spirituality, that's what it's about, and that's what we need to get back to. So I thank you for allowing me to come on today. However, we all have more work to do, right?
Yes, and thank you very much, Linus, for being with us today and for sharing your thoughts and ideas. And I'll be talking to you soon, sis.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
We have one more caller. Let's see if N2K, if you have any last words.
The pinging that she was alluding to, we're actually talking about the same thing. I just made reference to the pinging in terms of where the technology came from.
Well, I didn't even get into that. I think we should leave that for another time because that needs to be laid out for those who do not understand that. And if we don't just put a little bit out there and then go forward.
Linus, I apologize, but these are last words.
And
go ahead.
I'd just like to say, great show. Glad we could chop it up and throw a lot of theories against the wall just to see what sticks. And like they say in the movies, stay tuned.
All right. Thank you very much. Are you finished? I don't want to interrupt.
Done.
All righty. Thank you. Okay, folks, I want to thank everybody for coming. It was a lively discussion, as usual, on Let's Talk, at Mr. Talk Show, at Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to say good night and see you tomorrow.
Trouble people, well, you know I.